ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वर्तमानो अनन्योक आलो वर्तमानो अनयोकालो गुणाभिज्ञापको यथा एवं जन्म अन्ययोरेतात् धर्माधर्मानि दर्शनम्। वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। जस्ट एज स्प्रिंग टाइम इन द प्रेजेंट इंडिकेट्स द नेचर ऑफ स्प्रिंग टाइम्स इन द पास्ट एंड फ्यूचर, सो दिस लाइफ ऑफ हैप्पीनेस, डिस्ट्रेस और अ मिक्सचर ऑफ बोथ gives evidence concerning the religious and irreligious activities of one's past and future lives. Purport. Our past and future are not very difficult to understand, for time is under the contamination of three modes of material nature. As soon as spring arrives, the usual exhibition of various types of fruit and flowers automatically become manifest, and therefore we make conclude that spring in the past was adorned with similar fruits and flowers and will be so adorned in future also. Our repetition of birth and death is taking place within time and according to the influence of the modes of nature. We are receiving various types of bodies and being subjected to various conditions. So, not been qualified but still sitting on this Vyasasana. Fall on as instructed by His Grace Anandithai Prabhu. I'm trying to share some little fund of knowledge which I have. So please bear with me. There might be many faults. Please overlook the faults, which I'm thinking will be many. So as mentioned in this purport, in translation, the springtime. How we come to know about this springtime, that spring has arrived, while exhibiting as the flowers and the fruits which were there in the last period of the year, and in the future also it will be in the same season. So according to that, we come to know that this is spring. So the happiness and the distress in the living entity are the evidence accordingly, the religious activities and irreligious activities. So I'm going to speak about the what is the cause of this happiness and distress. The cause, the ultimate cause, we know that there is Krishna. But what is the immediate cause? The immediate cause, as mentioned in the purport by Prabhupada, that time is under the contamination of three modes of material nature: sattvagun, rajogun, and tamogun. Those is the people who are practicing sattvagun are elevated to higher planetary system, and people who are practicing rajogun remains on the same platform, and those who are in tamogun, they fall down, go down. So what is our endeavor? What should be our endeavor? The human endeavor should be to get this, to recollect these qualities of sattvagun. That should be the aim, because if we don't try to elevate, we are sure to fall, and people in general are actually falling down. They forget their business, their real business. They have come here for what? They forget it. What is that real business? That business is to be eternal, to know that we are eternal. We have forgotten that we are eternal. We have acquired this material body which is under the laws of nature. That is janma mrityu jara vyadhi, the birth, old age, disease and death. So we have to come out of this cycle of birth and death. We have to become eternal again. But the people have forgotten, they are busy in making plans how to enjoy in this temporary material world. This is maya. Maya means, ma means no, ya means this, not this. That is illusion. So we have to come out of this illusion. So in this chapter, the Yamdutas are analyzing the pious and impious activities of Ajamil. And Vishnudisas have asked them to explain What is dharma and what is adharma? So what is dharma? Dharma means which brings us back to our constitutional original position. And adharma means which takes us down from our original constitutional position. So what is that constitutional position? That constitutional position is that we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are the servant of Krishna. That is our position. So dharma means to render service to Krishna and go back home to Godhead. And adharma means we are forgetting our relationship with Krishna. And we are going down and down, down, just to become a worm in the stool. So there are different kinds of living entities in this universe. These are all due to the dharma, the difference of dharma and adharma. Those who have accepted dharma are going higher and higher, higher, just back home to Godhead. And those who are not accepted, they're going down, becoming animal. I can say they are already animal in this life, because animals doesn't have that intelligence. But getting the human body and you're not using that intelligence, it means it's less than an animal. So people are forgetting this business of getting back to Godhead. They are busy enjoying, which is not an enjoyment. It's really a suffering. Suffering not only in this very life. They have been suffering from lives. They are from so many previous lives, they have been suffering. So what is this suffering? This suffering is due to the modes of material nature. This body which we acquire is according to the gunas. And in future, whatever body we acquire, will be according to the gunas. So, these gunas, the sutta sattvagun, rajagun and tamagun. So, sattvagun means those who are in this sattvagun, they have the tendency to... I'll just read that. So we have got these different kinds of... So in future also we will get the different kind. Just like a pig. This was example of the pig. The pig is very fond of eating stool. Why? Why? Because in previous birth, past birth, he was very fond... he was in a mode of tamoguna. He didn't discriminate while eating. He just ate whatever is gone. So he was been awarded the life of pig. So... this is due to our gunas, which we are having in our past births. We get the body in the present birth, according to gunas. So these different bodies are according to the different gunas. Our primary business, as far as we have got this material body, is ahar, nindra, bhaya, maithun. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So there are different kinds of eating, sleeping, mating and defending according to the quality of nature what we have got. So you can give the example of a dog. Dog is happy sleeping on the street, but man cannot sleep on the street. He wants nice apartment. Dog can enjoy sex shamelessly on the street, but man cannot. This is due to the infection of gunas which we have got. So this rajogun, tamogun means shameless. Rajogun means lusty desire. And sattvagun means knowledge. Those who are living in sattvagun have the tendency to live in the secluded place or without any disturbance. And those who are in the cities are in rajogun. And those who are in brothel, liquor shop, slaughterhouse, they are all in tamogun. So there's... it is above. And those who are in Krishna conscious, they are transcendental. They are above these modes of material nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. It's been confirmed in Gita by Krishna himself in 7.14. Devi esha guna mai mama maya durutyaya mameva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. This divine energy of mind consisting of three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. So it is explained by Krishna himself that surrender. So how to surrender? So there is a process. We have to go according to that. The first comes inquiry. There should be an inquiry. What should we inquire? So for that we have to follow the Mahajans, on the path of Mahajan. Mahajano yena gata spanta. So as Sanatan Goswami, who is a Mahajan, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that who am I? What I have come here for? Why I have been afflicted by these three taps, Adidevik, Adibhautik, Adhyatmik? Why? What should I do? What should I do that in the result it's all auspiciousness? What is the goal of my life? How to attain that goal? Who is God? What is my relationship with God? So these are the questions. This is Tattva Jigyasa. So you should ask these questions. But now, whom to ask? Whom to ask this question? That is also mentioned in Gita in 4.34. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadakshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire for him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. So one should meet such a guru who is the seer of the truth, who has seen the truth. So do you have that knowledge? You can get this guru? No, we don't have that knowledge because we are all conditioned soul with four defects. Tendency to make mistake, imperfect senses, tendency to cheat, and we are under the illusion. So with our imperfect senses, if we think that I'll see with my eyes and then accept the guru, then you are going to be cheated. You should depend on Krishna. You should pray to Krishna. You should pray that Krishna, please help me. I'm your servant. You are my eternal master. Please send me your own man, your dear devotee. Please send. And when you'll cry like this, then Krishna will send. It's not that you'll sleep and Krishna will send. You have to cry for it. You have to pray intensely. As if a person whose head is on his fire, then he cannot stand still. He runs. He runs for water. He cries for water. In such a mood, you should cry. We are already in this blazing fire of this material world. Sansara davanal. So we have to come out of this material world. So we have to cry for it. And when you will cry like this, then Krishna will understand that my dear son is crying. He is crying for me. Then he will make all arrangement. He'll make all arrangement. He'll send the guru. And when he'll find the guru, you have to ask Krishna that please send me the guru. He will introduce me to you. I cannot introduce myself directly to you. So that should be the method. When you'll find the guru, when you'll meet him, such a devotee who has find a guru is very rare. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahmanda Brahmita Kona Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. So we have to get this guru. And when you will find this guru, you have to render service unto him, and through him you should render service to Krishna. Render service to the Krishna, just as mentioned in Chaitanya Sikshtashtam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the method. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadish kamaye mama janmani janmanishwari bhautad bhakti rahet kitvai. So, You have to serve like this in the mood of, you have to remember that I don't want any material wealth. I don't want any beautiful woman. I don't want many followers. I don't even want liberation. I just want to serve you birth after birth. So if you serve Krishna like this, then without duplicity, nishkapat seva. So this is the idea. We should be serious. It is not that in a one day we will become paramahans. It is not possible. We have to follow the rules and regulations seriously and chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare, Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We have to take a vow that in this very life, I'll go back home to Godhead with determination. So, it's the mood. I want to mention one more point here. In this purport, it's mentioned about the past and the future lives. And it's also, this gunas are affecting the past and future life. But it affects in the same life also. As there's, from childhood we go to manhood and from old age. So according to this childhood, manhood and godhood, these gunas are affecting this. So we should get this knowledge in the very early age. We should give this knowledge to our children in very early age. They should be given this knowledge. Because if we don't give this knowledge, they are going to divert. As if we give the knowledge also, they might divert, but the possibilities are very less. Though in the colleges and the schools, when they associate with worldly-minded people, they might divert. But those who have got this sanskaras, early age sanskaras, will definitely come back. They have to come back. They cannot forget. If they have got this taste, this ahatis, they will definitely come back. So the parents should be very, very serious about the upbringing of these children. We should give them, we should bombard them with the Krishna consciousness at the early age. The people in general, those who are not in Krishna conscious, they have the tendency that my child is small, let him enjoy, let him play. When he'll mature enough, he'll understand the spiritual life, he'll understand the spiritual knowledge, but it's not the case. You have to give this knowledge at very early age. When you have given this knowledge at the early age, then that remains in his consciousness for whole of his life. He might die. I'm not saying that they won't divert. There are chances, few chances that they might divert. But definitely they will come back. So we should give them the proper sanskaras at very early age. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Sorry to bear with me, please. Thank you very much for. Please, Prabhu, no question. Please comment on this. I'm not qualified to answer you, Prabhu. And correct me whenever I'm wrong, please. Prabhupada ki jai.